this podcast is about listening. Recently, I spoke to almost 200 people coming from Malaysia that was online. And some of them are reading my book, yeah, Being Fully Human in the Age of Artificial Intelligence. And artificial intelligence is a high topic nowadays, with GPT 3 and 4 and 5 coming, and people already talking about artificial general intelligence. That means that the AI agent is working with the data of all humanity. And what I argue in my book is when AI is able to become superficial, to become even more intelligent than all humanity, this is what they call the artificial superintelligence. And this is the trigger for me to ask myself, what does it mean to be human? And one of the very basic human qualities, I believe, is to listen. I learned this the first time when I studied with Otto Sharma Theory U in Boston in 2010 to 2012. And he has this U, which many people of you, I guess, will know. If not, look it up, Otto Sharma Theory U. And the U is something on the left side of the U, where he explains, okay, you can listen on several levels. You can listen with your mind, with your brains, with your thinking. And then when you listen, you take in information. And immediately you make your own judgment, whether that information is relevant, in which context do you put the information coming from outside into your own thinking system, and so on. And you think about how you react if someone talks and talks about something which is information related. You will not, in most cases, probably not listen fully to the end, but during the time someone speaks, you will already prepare your answer. And then when there is a moment of space in between, you jump in and you give your answer. And you say like things like, yes, I have experienced a similar thing, or no, I see it totally different and I give my own viewpoint now, and you have to listen. So that is something which often happens on the information level. When we go deeper, then we go into the feeling level, into the heart level, and that is a different way of listening. Here you can really be there for the other person, make this inner gesture of, okay, I bow, or I focus my attention on you, the other person. I give you the feeling you are fully human. I accept you fully, I don't judge, I open my heart for you to talk to me and to enter into my heart, because I am open to take you in me. So it's a mingling of two souls, and this is possible when you open your own heart, your own soul for the other person. And when you stop using your brain, making judgments or thinking already about an answer, no, if you are listening on the heart level, you are open, you take time, you focus on the other, you ask yourself, why is the other person as she is? Or why does the other person act like he acts and does things? Why is that? And ask the question, why are you doing it in this way? Without saying immediately, yeah, it's so strange for me, why are you doing this? Or this is wrong, and why are you doing? No, not this way. Just be very open and just ask, why are you doing it this way? Or what is your question? And then the other person will talk, and then you listen, and maybe you find out it's not so clear yet, or you didn't understand, and then you say, tell me more, and then be quiet. It's a very strong question, remember that. And try it out in family and with your kids and in business or whatever, wherever you are. Listen and then ask the question, tell me more. And be quiet. Yeah, put something on your mouth and close it. Yeah, tell me more. And then wait and listen. Be present, be fully present. Yeah, you cannot be fully present when you are in your mind, in your head, because then you are constantly judging, which is necessary. I'm not saying this is bad. I'm only giving you different options to work together, to listen, different options to act together with other people. And then there's a third level of listening, which Otto Sharma points to, and that is an even deeper listening, which is a strong energy to, this is a will action of yourself to support the other person, to help the other person to speak out things which are maybe difficult to speak about, which are maybe innovative, creative, new, or which are things which have never been spoken about. And this is, let's say, a gesture you make from maybe from the lower part of your body towards the other person, where you say, come out, employ your full human potential, take out all the onions around you. Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say. So support by inner gesture, not by words, but by focusing your attention even stronger on generating or supporting the generation of the other I, the other person, to also be fully present. Yeah, maybe you can remember there are some persons in the world or have been, when they enter the room, everyone looks at them. Famous example, Dalai Lama or Nelson Mandela or also Mikhail Gorbachev and others, Mother Teresa. These persons are so present in their being that immediately everyone feels that and looks at them. So if you want to enter generative, what can be called generative listening, not listening only from heart and be fully open, but generate something in the other side to appear, which both of you don't know what it will be. That needs a stronger presence, a stronger focus of attention on yourself and on this generative process. Yeah, try it out. And when this works well, a mingling of souls can be even stronger. And Otto Sharma calls this presencing, so the combination of two words. Be fully present and fully able to sense what is happening here. So this listening, of course, is very close also to sensing. You listen with your ears, but you see with your eyes, you sense with your feelings, you sense with all your senses, you are fully present. And that enables the other person to appear more than if you would just listen with the brain. Of course, I know in many meetings, project meetings and so on, it's about information, geo fixes every week and so on. But think about it, how much time is wasted by just throwing information from A to B, from B to A, and so, yeah? Give life the opportunity to go more deep and learn to enter your heart area, to open the heart space in yourself and for the other person, So that you are really there, that you give the other person the feeling, I am here for you, and I fully trust you, I am with you, and you are part of the whole. If you are leadership position, yeah, give the other person always the feeling you are part of the whole. Of course, I know there may be situations where you think, oh, maybe you should not be part of the whole anymore. That's a difficult thing, or different thing, and difficult also. Sure, I know, but I'm not talking about this now. I'm talking about situations where you fully can agree and embrace that the other person is there, is part of the whole, but maybe has some blockages or some stumbling moments in as part of the work, or in your partnership, marriage, whatever, friendship. So open you up and practice this, going into the heart space, being more present. And then use also the third level, the will level, the intention level, where you focus or where you strengthen your presence, your being in the here and now, and make this inner gesture not only to be open and to let the other person come in, but to help generating that the other person can appear. And try it out how it works. I cannot explain right now in full detail how this would work. Every situation is different, but it's this gesture of I go more towards the other person with my soul, with my forces, with my focus. And I try to listen so deeply, so strongly, that the other person can say things which she or he never has said before. And I've seen it in hundreds of opportunities, how this works in the group work, which I normally organize in my masterclasses. And then three people are there and they listen to each other in a very structured way. And it is like magic. And then people stand up at the end and say, I have never ever in my life experienced that people are listening so deeply to me. Yeah, and they are in tears. So this is life-changing. It can be life-changing. Let's say the more you are able to be fully present and listen, the more secure you feel in yourself, and that needs inner work. Is the whole issue of how to create psychological safety in yourself. Because otherwise, if you are yourself fearful, how can you give the other person security? So you need to create that security first in yourself, and then be able to fully let the other person appear with the help of your strengthened focus and presence and sensing. Yeah, so much for today in English. Thank you for listening. And please be aware that on my website you find a English section. And there's a new course, and the course is called Wake Up to Your Full Human Potential. And this has been triggered by my whole work with my book and the whole thing I said in the beginning of this podcast about AI and the question, what does it mean to be human? And I give in 8 modules a very practical guidance how to work with yourself as being fully human and to employ, to unfold more of yourself as a fully human being. Thank you very much for listening, and see you next time.